We are in Perek Vav, we'll call it Mishnah Aleph, although it's a Braisa. Zaych Ledvarim Harbe is Kuf Pei Ches by me. I assume it's around Kuf Tzadik Dalet by you, approximately. Zaych Ledvarim Harbe. I'm off again. Which page is that? Kuf Tzadik Zion. Okay. Okay, take two. We're up to Zaych Ledvarim Harbe, Kuf Pei Ches in mine, Kuf Tzadik Zion in yours. The Mishnah had said that somebody who learns Torah Lishma, and he spent his time till he had defining Torah Lishma, is Zaychel Advarim Harbe. And then it says, not only that, Ella, and he lists things. So Zaychel Advarim Harbe is rather ambiguous. It seems to be there's some unexplained Dvarim Harbe that one who learns Torah Lishma is able to get. So that's what he's going to explain. Besides that which the Mishnah lists things that Torah is a schus for. Besides that, there's a unexplained Dvarim Harbe. There are many things that a person who learns Torah Shema achieves. What is that? Amar Dar Klal. L'fi she'ena pe yochel adabra v'la ashev, kin yesh haber kavanis b'shaloi l'shma. He says Dvarim Harbe because he means the following, which can't be enumerated. When someone learns Torah Shaloi l'shma, there could be many reasons. K'may, mamin. Maybe someone's learning because he'll be paid for it. Or covet, he wants to get honor. Rabbonus, he wants to get an appointment to a position. When someone learns Torah Shaloi Lishma, he could be zecher for many different things. Now listen to what he says. Kiblu Chazal. L'masmi ilim b'tayra haynu Shaloi Lishma. Someone who learns Torah with his left side, so to speak, which is Shaloi Lishma. Aishir v'kovet ika. He could be that he'll get wealth, or he'll get covet, whatever reason he's learning. Somebody who learns Lishma is zeichet ha'erich yamim. However, we understand length of days. His days are full. But also he gets the shaloi Lishma things that he would have gotten. I want to explain that, but let's first read what he says. Ayin sham shkos chare shalaloi mishaloi Lishma. Chal kavanasai. Yutan memela la'isik Lishma. Somebody who is Isaac Lishma gets the Shaloi Lishma benefit as well. It's the Etzlai Latafel, Eskare HaGadol. And that is besides his Iker Eskar. Halaymit Shaloi Lishma Kagan Lashem Mamin, Naislai Mamin. Lashem Kavin, Naislai Kavin. Someone who learns Shaloi Lishma will get whatever his Shaloi Lishma reason is. Chen Kama Shaisa Kavanasa Kiyetzib is a Naislai Maman like Kavanasa. Avalalevin Lishma, Eskare Shamralai. But somebody who's Lishma gets his schar, but chol mashi yesh la'alay mishloi l'shma, nesn le gam kein. Kein ha'alay mid l'shma, irich yam emika, koshkein l'chol ha'kavonis yachad, sheyesh b'shaloi l'shma, sh'nais nem loy. Kein omastam, zeich l'dvarim harbe, shu ha'kol mashi yesh lehenais mehatar b'shaloi l'shma zeich ha'bay, vay ki zeich l'kayim kol tariag mitzvahs. Someone who studies Torah Shema also has an opening to keeping mitzvahs. Afaisim sheyef shalakayim bizman hazeh, kamayim rechazal, en kolayis b'teira, b'teiras ayla kilu hikravayim. So he's saying something here that has a certain complexity to it. He's saying the following. That if you learn Torah Shalai Lishma, you'll get your Shalai Lishma benefit. So if there's a sign, you know, everybody who comes to learn, they get $50 for learning. So if you learn, go there and learn for the $50, you get $50. He's saying someone who learns Torah Lishma is somehow from Shemayim going to get the $50 as well. And he'll get the honor, and he'll get all of the different Shaloi Lishma benefits plus the Lishma benefit. So this is a disturbing piece in the Ruach Chaim, because it seems not to make sense. Well, what is the purpose in telling me this? You know, here I am, I want to learn Torah Lishma. So you're telling me, listen, learn Torah Lishma. You know why? If you learn Shaloi Lishma, you're going to get money. But here, you'll get the money too, plus you'll get the Lishma benefit. Or you'll get the honor, plus the Shaloi. What's the purpose in telling me that? You're making my Lishma into a Shaloi Lishma, aren't you? Aren't you telling me that I should learn because I will get... I want to learn without getting honor or money. I'm going to go hide in the corner and learn there. So you tell me, don't worry, you'll get the honor anyway. It's very hard to understand what the purpose in giving me this information is. It seems, you agree? No, it's a little confusing. Why tell me this? It's Torah, it's true, so you're telling me.
what happens? Scar is from the high almanac.
So that's it. It's, I think he said earlier that the schar mitzvah is only in the next world. But the schar for all of the peripheral things, the serious nefesh for it you get in this world, and for the simchas of learning you get, for the schar that a person gets, let's say somebody learns to, because he's got to pay $50. That's not the schar mitzvah. That's something he's getting sort of on the side. And that, other things, the mesiris nefesh for it, he gets schar in this world, or he said the simcha of a person can do a mitzvah without simcha, he's makayim the mitzvah, he does it with simcha, see. I think that's the idea he said sometime earlier.
But how can it make this, how can it make this claim? Well, it's a claim that doesn't always happen.
Well, he's saying it always happens. That's what he's saying. He's saying that it's always going to happen, and
the person that is, most people believe, is sitting learning this smart, doesn't have two nickels and right together. That's all he was supposed to get. That would be his answer to that.
So if that's the answer, then it's not much of an answer. He seems to be saying that you're not going to lose by it. He seems to be saying that there's some sort of guarantee that you don't lose. In this world, that's a chiddush. You don't lose in this world by going from shulah lishma to lishma. So, I don't know. You have to have some kabbalah for that. You know, people say if you keep Shabbos, you won't lose money. It doesn't really say that any place. That if you keep Shabbos, you don't lose money. It says yizechet to the varam harbe. He's saying about learning. He's saying it, and so I don't know. Yeah, it's like Rabbi Shua said, he's saying it because it's Torah, and it's not because it's. It can't be the motivation because it doesn't seem to make sense as a motivation.
It could be the motivation. But maybe he's not talking to the people who want to learn Lishma. He's talking to
Look, there's no question there were people who learned Lishma were what we call Nechbala Kalim, and they never got to Covet.
No, that's not my point. My point is he's starting off talking to the people that want to learn low Lishma, and he's saying that you'll get the honor and everything, but we know that so what's the incentive there for them that are learning low Lishma to go to Lishma?
Because Lishma is a better, his incentive is you get more,
right.
Which itself seems to be a low Lishma incentive, which is what's confusing about the whole piece.
Then it becomes Lishma.
It seems to me that if you tell someone who's ready to learn Shalai Lishma, you tell them, don't do it. You want to go there and get covered money. Don't do it. Stay here. You'll get the covered money. It doesn't seem to be. It seems to be something wrong with that because you're telling him learn lishma, but you're not really telling him that. You're telling him that you can learn shalai lishma here. Why learn shalai lishma there? That seems to be what you're saying.
You're saying you're starting off shalai lishma, and you're getting all of this honor and glory or whatever. And then you're saying, but later on, in case you want to go with Shema, there's going to be even more.
Okay. So there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, anyway, I don't, I'm not sure what to make of it. It's a taich of Zeichel Advarim Harbe, which is confusing. He says at the end that you get schar like you're oisik in a mitzvah, so that's easier to understand. If you learn Torah Lishma, so you learn the parasha of Egel Arufa, so it's like you're mekayim it. And one of the most amazing things on Purim is that during the 3 days of fasting, Mordechai was sitting and learning. Now imagine for yourself for a minute, God forbid, is a decree against the Jews, and we declare 3 days of Torah. So why would we sit and learn? Why would you choose to learn? Hilchos Tshuva? No? You learn the laws of Tshuva, you would learn the laws of the history of Klal Yisrael. So what does Mordechai do? He goes and he learns the laws of Kmitza. There was no Beis HaMikdash. They didn't offer Menachos. And he goes and he learns the laws of Kmitza in the middle of the 3 days of fasting. What? It was the day of the Kmitza.
Yeah, okay. On
Purim, someone told me a great Vart. I don't remember all the things I heard on Purim, but one of the things someone told me was B'nei Banav shall Haman learn Tyre, taught Tyre in B'nei Brak. He said that the Gemara says that when Haman came with the horse and the king's garments to take Mordechai through the streets, he said, what are you doing? He said, we're learning the laws of Kmitza. So Mordechai said, your kmitza, your small amount of, you're learning about this small amount of flour is going to outweigh my, 10,000 kikar zahav. That's what he said. So someone said in my house by the Suda, someone said, you see, somebody who's mechabit Torah is zaycha to get, even if he's a Rasha, if you're mechabit Torah, so you get something from it. So he showed a kavod haTorah. He said, you're learning the dinim of kmitza is chashuv. And that's being mechabit Torah. So he got, I don't know if that's what he was looking for, but he got it anyway. That is Einik Lachwa teaching Torah in B'nai B'rach.
Okay. Doesn't have arichas yamim.
He might have it anyway. He doesn't have it because of his learning. His learning, the learning doesn't bring arichas yamim. Arichas yamim is not a shloi lishma because it's not in the natural sequence of events that from learning you have arichas yamim.
But you could still have it.
You could have it because you had it anyway. But there were great people that didn't have arichas yamim. It's true. It's very true. The Gemara says that, Gemara says two things. Gemara says that whatever years were decreed can't be, is a maximum. It's a maximum. It can't be changed. The Gemara also says that 99% of people don't live their full decreed days. When you go to a Levaya, everyone assumes, that everything's wonderful and, it was just Basheret. But the Gemara says that 99 for one reason or another die earlier, and one out of 100 actually lives his full years. How did Gemara know exactly? It must have been, I don't know. And whether it's meant literally 90, it's Rabbi Noachadish, I think, who said it, no? The Rav, okay, I defer to Rav Chaim, but, I'm still working, he's learning a Kail, but it's an amazing statement, you know, 99 to 1. I don't know. Anyway, Vizbar Oit Zech Ledvarim Harbei, Amashamur Chazal, Ala Pasik, Ayin Le Ross, Ala Kimzul Asecha, Yas, Ala Mechak Eloi. No eye has seen the schar, Kichol Malachi Mailo, Vishum Novi Echaiz, Ala Yisigu Aschar, Agodla, God is Laisi B'ter L'Shma. Nobody really has an understanding in this world of the schar of Isaac and Tayyar L'Shma. Says Shamur Stam, Zech Ledvarim Harbei, Einam Dvarim Amusogim Lechtei Vechusam. It's a hard thing because there's a certain schar for Limud HaTorah in the next world, but it's in a currency that we're not familiar with. You know, what it's like, is Rabbi Kaplan has a piece in Rabbi Kaplan on Gehenim. So you learn with some boys and you tell them what's Gehenim. Gehenim is the fire of the busha that you did have errors in this world. So the boys say, oh, Baruch Hashem, I thought it's a real fire and it hurts and it burns. Alright, being embarrassed, not pleasant, but you know, it doesn't come to, you know, being roasted on a fire. So here you're going to tell somebody, learn. You know what you get if you learn? Lasid lava, you'll have a very long seder. You'll be able to learn with a great Rebbe and a great chavrusa. So you say, you know, okay. But you know, it's only so much of an incentive. So okay, so that was Zeich Ledvarim Harbei. The Mishnah went on, V'loyoid, El Shekol Oilam Kulay Kedai Hulay. Now he explains the next line. It says the whole world is kedai for him. So here Reb Chaim Volozhiner has his idea, which we had earlier in Ruach Chaim, which, as far as I know, originates with him, but has become sort of a staple of Jewish thought. He says the following: Kim rega achas hayin nifsak divrei Torah mekol ha'olam me'yeskev shem reha. If there would have been a moment that nobody in the world anywhere would be Isaac and Torah, v'shem reha, keeping the Torah. I don't know. Hayishmayim v'aris ne'apachum l'sayuv avayu. The world could not continue. He says, this is not my original thought. It's Kama Shamru Chazal ala Pasik. Im loy barisi, I'm of a lila, chukes shemayim varis loy samti. That were it not for my bris, which is the Torah, the heavens and earth wouldn't exist. Gamarakia shal gabi rashi achayis bechlal. Even the heavens that are spiritual heavens above the chayis, which are the heavenly angels, the life of the world is contingent upon the learning. Could be in that moment you're the one keeping the Torah going and you're the Mekayim of the whole world. So this is an idea which, I know when I grew up, the elementary school rebbeim were very into it, portraying the whole world is all because of your learning. The Chafetz Chaim is quoted here, having said that that's why Klal Yisrael has to be in Galus. Once upon a time, Klai saw a big masmidim. There were people learning 24 hours a day. But now, because the asmada in the world has gone down, so we need that there should be places in the world where it's not 2 a.m. everywhere simultaneously, because you have to have someone learning at 2 a.m. So if 2 a.m. here is 9 a.m. in Eretz Yisrael, so we're pretty good. I don't know what we're doing, change the clock. Of course, Australia is pointed out as a very important piece of this, although I understand the whole country is looking for pieces of airplanes at the moment. It's excitement. But anyway, this is his idea. Now, does everyone agree to it? So it's not popular to disagree with such a common notion that the whole world is Mekayim. Does everyone agree with the Yisayid? In Lamdis, I'm talking. So there is a Tosfos that's brought here in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. The Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara there says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Goyim that you didn't keep the Torah, you don't get schar. The Jews who kept the Torah get the schar. So the Goyim say to Hashem there in the Agadah the Gemara, prove to me the Jews kept the Torah. So God says, let the heavens and earth say, bear witness. So he said, the Goyim say, they can't bear witness, because they only exist. So how can they bear witness? So Tosfos says, wait a minute. If the Goyim believe that if not for Torah, the heavens and earth wouldn't exist, and they do exist, that itself is a proof that Klal Yisrael are Isaac for Torah. That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos answers in one of his Terutzim, Hem kayamim imashe kiblu kidomru im Yisrael mekablam es haTorah mutav. That they exist because of the original Kabbalah haTorah. So Tosfos is saying that the Kabbalah haTorah is adequate for the continuation of the world. And it seems that he's saying that it doesn't require an ongoing, constant learning. And that seems to be at odds with what he's saying here. I think there are ways of being miyashivit if one feels, he has to be miyashivit, but anyway, this is the idea. He has one thought. He says, the language kala oilam kulay is redundant. Kal is all. Ha'olam, the world, kulay, all of it. So it seems to be a redundancy. So the Taz in Shulchan Aruch brings an important rule in Taich that the word kol, even though in English all is an absolute statement, it includes everything, he says that in Hebrew the word kol doesn't mean all, literally. It means very much of it. And it doesn't necessarily mean all of it. And he says that's why in the davening of the Yamim Neiraim, we have the redundancy. For there are a few of them. One that I catch here is Kol Arisha Kula Ka'ashan Tichle. All evil, all will be destroyed. When it's a double lashon, Kol Arisha Kula, it means absolutely all. And when it's a single lashon, then it refers to all, but not. No, it's not an absolutely all. So then in Hebrew, the word Kol. Is not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily mean 100%. It means much. Rav means much also, but kol means more than rav. So Yaakov Avinu said, yeshli kol. Right? Esav said yeshli rav. And he said yeshli kol. What did he mean? Have everything? I don't have everything. But I have sort of everything I need. So. It doesn't say that anywhere except in the song. It's a song, it's not an original Maimar Chazal. But anyway, he probably meant Kol Olam Kulay, the whole world entirely. But